the far famed Kerry Mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier, saying stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's St. Patty's Day. This is Pep Talk with Megan, or Meg, eh? A little Irish over here. Okay, we have to get serious now. All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. Our guest this morning from NAS Whiting Field. We don't know what we would do without you, so thank you, first of all, for your service. I have Jamie Coffey here with us. Good morning, Public Affairs.
Good
for
morning,
NAS.
Good morning. Do you want to love to spin back the Irish accent to you, but I can't do it.
I know, so. But she's wearing her green, so she's all right by me. And with a name like Jamie.
That's right.
I knew right away. So.
I'm avoiding being pinched today by wearing my green.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. We were just discussing that on the morning show. And who was your guest with us, Lassie?
Okay. So I'll give a couple of base updates and things. And
please,
then we'll kind of jump into Brian. But today, a guest in studio today, we have Mr. Brian Cook, who is the director of Fleet and Family Support Center out at NAS Whiting Field right there in Milton, Florida, located in Milton, Florida. So we're going to talk support services today and how the, I'll say FFSC, because, you know, we all, it's the military, so we got to have an acronym. So rather than saying Fleet and Family Support Center, we'll say FFSC. Whew. But how they support the overall mission of the Navy and how they support all of our military members and civilians and everybody military affiliated out there, because they just do a phenomenal job.
Phenomenal
job. So before we jump into Brian, it's spring break week.
Yay.
For Santa Rosa County. I'm assuming Escambia County too, so I'll have to ask if it's Escambia County. But
I'm not sure. But
on our side, Santa Rosa County is in spring break mode. So we're doing St. Patrick's Day to kick off the week, and then also spring break with beautiful weather after some pretty crazy weather we had. So, you know, and again, we got lucky, you know, we'll say the Irish in luck, but that we got some, we had some wind and rain and all of that, but got very, very lucky here in Northwest Florida.
I was at the EOC on Saturday for the whole weekend at the Escambia County, and we were watching it so closely, but we were so lucky. 60 tornadoes this system brought through the country.
Incredible.
And 30-plus fatalities as well. So
it's just crazy.
It just missed us. It just missed us.
We just continue to pray and put those folks in our prayers and our thoughts as they're now doing cleanup and then transitioning. So we definitely thinking about them and what kind of watching the news coverage on that. But we're doing spring break and we're gonna kind of take I know that all the teachers get to take a little step back and it is time for fun. It's time to get on the beach. But I will talk about another support service out at Whiting Field, and that's our MWR team. And it stands for Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. So that's, again,
another
acronym MWR team. So Katie and her crew, they do a phenomenal job. Of course, we've had her out several times, but they're offering, we say, free human-powered watercraft rentals out at our Whiting Park, which is also in Milton, Florida. It's located about 20 minutes from the base out on the Blackwater River. So it's really cool that we've got that resource for everybody. But we've got paddle boards and canoes and all of that. So that's going to be free to rent month of March.
So this week's available while people on a spring break. Super.
Come on down to the Blackwater River. If you have base access, you're military affiliated, love to have you out on the water doing those fun things. Not only that, they also, they're constantly doing things to support pickleball, water balloon dodgeball, bug hunts from the library, obstacle courses at the fitness center. I mean, it's just a little bit of everything for MWR. They do a good job supporting our sailors as well. So I'm going to give you the website. So if you have base access and you want to do something fun, if you want to work out, if you want to make something, if you want to get on the water, the NWR team is where it's at. www.navymwrwhitingfield.com. So go to their website. They also have a great Facebook page. And we'll give a shout, Brian, we'll give a shout out to the FFSC Facebook page, just all these continued resources there. So MWR, fun, spring break. Moving into something we did last Saturday, so not the Saturday that just passed, but last Saturday, had the privilege, Santa Rosa County Navy League Council held an awards banquet for our Sailors of the Year and our Instructor Pilots of the Year for all of our squadrons, for Training Air Wing 5, and for NAS Whiting Field.
Wow.
And they do this every year for us, the Navy League, out at the Santa Rosa County Navy League, doing really, really wonderful things. Morella Savage, Stephen Prestesater out of the city of Milton. I mean, we just have so, there's a lot of support that goes into that Navy League. And of course, they all do it as a volunteer responsibility. It's just something that they do to give back to the community, but to give back to the military.
From the heart, no doubt.
I can't complain about this. Mm-hmm. Escambia County and Santa Rosa County, they're constantly supporting our military footprint. I just absolutely love what they do. So that was last Saturday. It was just a really fun banquet with great food and awards. Last thing I want to mention, kind of under Wing 5, the VT-2. So that's one of our squadrons, VT-2. They're one of the fixed wing squadrons. So they hosted a French Navy captain, Captain Delort, last week. He's kind of equal to our Sinatra. So Sinatra is like our boss, mm-hmm, out at the aviation. So it's Chief of Naval Air Training.
So you're not talking about the singer Sinatra?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I love his music. I absolutely love his music.
I didn't mean to digress there. I just thought I'd clarify just in case.
So we had this French captain come in and travel in and last week, and he flew in the T-6. So that was really cool.
Wow.
To get him in the air.
I've flown in one of those. They're very cool.
Oh, they're so cool.
They're trainers, right?
They are. I wish I could fly in them. But he met with leadership. So they just took an in-depth look at how we train lethal combat-ready aviators. I say warfighters. So it was really great to host him, and VT-2 always does a great job. So that's a little bit of just base updates and some of the things that Training Air Wing 5 is doing and NAS Whiting Field is doing out there in Milton. We're flying helicopters and flying T-6s all the time, but we're constantly, you know, supporting the big picture too as well. So it's just really cool that that we have such an active military installation right there in Milton.
Well, and it's wonderful that we have the support that we do in this area. It really is extraordinary.
It is. And so, okay, segueing to, mm-hmm, support, since we talk support. Uh-huh. So that's another reason why I wanted to bring Brian on today. So, again, he's the director of Fleet and Family Support Center. And what they do to support our warfighters is just absolutely amazing. Brian, thanks for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me. I didn't know I was going to be here with a couple of leprechauns.
We're all covered in green.
You're kind of green. I don't know if he should get pinched or not. I mean, it's a little aqua green, maybe. Maybe. We might let you slide this time.
Maybe I'll get lucky and get by without getting hurt.
Absolutely. So we say, okay, before I ask you what your background is, first of all, I would like to say that, you know, he's a civilian right now. He's a director for Fleet and Family Support Center right now, mm-hmm, but he has an extensive Navy career as well.
Ah.
And we talk about sea stories a lot in the Navy, mm-hmm, and as someone who was not in the Navy, did not grow up in the Navy, I always enjoy a sea story. Or, well, back when we were on the carrier, fill in the blank, mm-hmm, blah, 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 mm-hmm, those are always the best stories. And I'm telling you, I'll say behind closed doors for Brian, but, you know, when we're all shooting the breeze and it's at the end of the day and we're taking a breath, he has always got a good sea story.
Okay, well, we're going to have to hear one of those stories when we come back from the break. This is Meg with Pep Talk. We're talking with our friends from NAS Whiting Field. If you've got a question about what they do, what their station's all about, just text it in. I'm sure that Jamie or Brian will have an answer for you at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. I'm here this morning with our friends from NAS Whiting Field, Jamie Coffey, who's a public affairs director, and Brian Cook. And Brian, tell me your title again, your official title there.
I'm the director of Fleet and Family Support Center, also known as FFSC.
FFSC. Okay. And before we went to break, we were going to have a sea story. We understand that you're a sea storian.
I have a few.
I'll let you think about it if you want, kind of let it simmer in your brain and give us your background first so that everybody kind of knows. You sort of grew up in the Navy and you've served and did many things in the Navy. Can you kind of talk about that first?
Sure. I completed a 30-year career in the Navy, yep. So I didn't like it much. I spent 15 years enlisted where I tracked submarines from a P-3 Orion or aircraft that we have in the Navy inventory, not anymore, new P-8s. And then I transferred and became an officer in 98 to become a supply officer. And then I spent the rest of my career on ships and staff. So as a officer and retired in 2012 out of staff in San Diego. So I loved my career. I loved every minute. I deployed 11 times, including a vacation in Afghanistan. I was very fortunate. And, you know, it's a privilege when you get to serve your country. So that's how I felt about it. Still do. And I'm glad I'm continuing to serve in a civilian capacity now. So,
well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Really
appreciate it.
So served overseas, served on the shore, but also served
everything
on
but
the
submarines.
Water. Okay, so everything.
I did a tour in Japan, forward deployed on ships. I obviously been through the Middle East, Mediterranean, all over the world. I deployed all over the world in various Iceland. So, covered a lot of ocean and ground.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So I associate everything with food, especially with traveling, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So you guys would pull in somewhere. So maybe you've got something as a sea story for that. But did you experience food everywhere you went? Would you go in and just like cold walk in on port overseas and just walk into a restaurant and say, okay, give me the local food? Ever a bad situation or good
situation? Of course.
Some places the food's not so good.
There's
risk.
There's certain cheeses I cannot eat.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
So I was in the Netherlands for a training opportunity that I was providing training to the Dutch.
Yep.
And we had a day off to run around a little, so took the old bus over to from Katwijk over to Leiden. And then into Amsterdam, first place we ate was a pizza place.
Okay.
Because we thought that was safe.
Right.
So I get the old stromboli because I'm on the, you know, I was like, wow, that looks good. And had some type of cheese in it. Mm. And I got thrown out of the place because I got sick right there next to the table.
Oh.
And the guy started yelling at me, grabbed me by the collar and threw me out the front. And I was like, I didn't even get to eat, but I don't know what was in there, but it was automatic. So how's that for one sea story?
That'll do.
Food.
That'll do. Yeah.
A safe one.
That's a good one. Somehow I feel there's more to go on, but we won't go there this morning.
No. We'll be okay without that.
You know, I think that's what also just helps, you know, you're directing and you're managing so many different services, but when you have to identify those needs and to have your background, to have your full career, that's just absolutely an intricate part of how you direct and how you direct your team and how you guys support. So, can you give us a little rundown? Well, this is my homework. So I'll give everybody at home just a little rundown of just some of the workshops and some of the classes. So just this week, you guys are doing paying off your student loans, mastering your resume, marriage and flight school. Some of the other classes you offer, job searches, home buying strategies, mind, body, and mental fitness, conflict management, personal finance, transitional assistance, military spouse support. So, I mean, this is just a little bit of the list, right? Just a little portion. And I could go on and on about so many different things that you guys do. But can you give us like a rundown of what all the programs are within FFSC?
Absolutely. And to start off is we're the foundational support for resourcing our military personnel and families, the warfighter. We help them take care of things that they don't have to worry about when they're out on, especially for the service member out on station doing the mission, when you really need to focus on that and you can't be worried about your family back home or your finances or this or that. So that's where we step in to try to help that. So a lot of these programs, you mentioned some of them, the family employment program is where we keep resources of what jobs are locally available. So when people transfer in, if they have a spouse that's looking for employment, obviously having to jump jobs when they move, we have resources and help them with their resumes and provide them the ability to go job search effectively and tie them into the community and with us, whatever it is. So ombudsman program, we support them. Ombudsman is a link to the executive team or the commanding officers. We support that program, showing appreciation for them, have quarterly meetings for them that we facilitate.
And for people out there that aren't Navy familiar, ombudsman is our military spouse.
It's a military spouse that has direct access to the commanding officer, and they use them to get information out to all the families. It's just another conduit for them amongst all the other ones that we use. We also have transition assistance for those military personnel that are retiring or just leaving the military for some reason and after their 4 years or whatever.
We call that TAP. So we have TAP classes. Mm-hmm. So when you transition out of the military and you have to go back into that civilian world, you know, nowadays, and TAP's been going on for quite a while, but watching you guys modify that program and bring it current has been really, really cool. But the transition out, you know, those are great resources for them to help them jump it back into the civilian life.
Yeah, because you have to prepare people to what to expect. It's like shaping expectations when you're going to get out, me transitioning out after retiring. I mean, so it can be a little daunting at times. So we kind of soften that landing there and hopefully set them up for success.
So. Okay, well, we're going to come back in just a couple minutes and fill you in on some more of the services that are being provided at NAS Whiting. We'll be back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And again, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends at NAS Whiting Field about some of the services that are being provided. So let's continue on that and a few things that maybe we didn't touch on so far.
Absolutely. So we were talking about some of those services and those resources with Brian. And so real quick, when we were talking about what you all do, can we talk about a little bit, I don't want to say customers, but what your military base, your clients, that's right. And we should get into clinicians too. We should talk about those support services as well, because you guys offer counseling, I want to say. But this is to military, but not just military, right? Not just active duty?
No, we have active duty, their families, obviously. We also take care of retirees when they come in, and we take care of any branch that comes in. So we try to find a way to say yes for everything.
Right.
And we hold resources right available as soon as you walk in. You can ask a question about anything. We're going to go find out for you if we don't know and put you in the right spot. Or we'll even set you down, log in on a computer, and step you through a process.
Right.
So as far as the mental health aspect for our clients, I mean, families go through things and they need support. So we have non-medical counseling, and we're able to provide direct support to give people the tools to deal with life as they navigate the military lifestyle.
Yep.
So that's always there. And things get stressful. So we do that for self-care, stress management, operational stress management.
Right.
We also have resources for children out in town that we maintain those connections with in case they need support there.
Mm-hmm. So, is there a website or a number that people can go to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Our website has our phone number and contact information for the Facebook page for Fleet and Family.
Right. You can even Google it, but the Facebook page officially is NAS Whiting Field Fleet and Family Support Center. So that'll get you there.
And it's funny because if you Google Whiting Field, our contact number is the first one that comes. There's the only one that comes up, almost like an information number.
Okay, let me hit it. Let's see if I got it. I think it's 850-623-7177.
That's
right. So that tells you how much we've utilized the resources. But and people can just walk in, right? I mean, they can just walk in and say, I need help with fill in the blank, and you guys will just jump.
We will find a way to say yes. Right now, very rarely do we have wait times, but occasionally for counseling, it can happen sometime. But otherwise, we have somebody right there to help you. And I come out if need be and answer questions as well. So, because I have all the background experience as well. So I will assist, and I've sat at the desk and answered the phone before. So
I love that. You'll do just about whatever is needed.
Support the warfighter 100% all times.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
That's love a great that. Service. I'm glad to hear that it's available.
Yeah, retirees, active duty, but it's a student pilots, it's our sailors. I mean, there's just, we have a huge civilian contingency on the installation. So thank you for taking care of all of us every day.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. Thank you both for being here. Jamie, I always appreciate what you bring to us. And our friends at NAS Whiting Field, thank you so much for your service. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you again.